Welcome to Market Mantra program, in which we give you a complete update on the economic news of the day. I'm Arjun Chaudhary, and with me is my co-anchor Sparsh Saxena.
धन्यवाद अर्जुन. नमस्कार. मार्केट मंत्र के आज के अंक में आपका स्वागत है. आधे घंटे के इस कार्यक्रम में हमेशा की तरह हम देश और दुनिया की चुनी हुई आर्थिक, कारोबारी और शेयर बाजार से संबंधित ताजा खबरों के साथ एक बार फिर हाजिर हैं. हमारे साथ खबरों पर चर्चा करने के लिए स्टूडियो में आमंत्रित हैं आर्थिक पत्रकार सिद्धार्थ सिंह. सिद्धार्थ जी, कार्यक्रम में आपका स्वागत है.
गुड इवनिंग आप दोनों को.
सबसे पहले अंग्रेजी में हेडलाइंस के साथ हैं अर्जुन चौधरी.
डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडिसीज स्नैप अ 5-डे लूजिंग स्ट्रीक. सेंसेक्स रजिस्टर्ड अ गेन ऑफ अराउंड 1300 पॉइंट्स व्हेन निफ्टी एंड्स नियर रिकॉर्ड हाईज. एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर एस जयशंकर सेज इकोनॉमिक कोऑपरेशन विद आसियान एन अटमोस्ट प्रायोरिटी. एंड क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस एग्जिबिट अ स्लाइट डिक्लाइन टुडे.
घरेलू बेंचमार्क सूचकांकों में 5 दिन की गिरावट का सिलसिला टूटा. सेंसेक्स ने लगभग 1300 अंक की बढ़त दर्ज की, जबकि निफ्टी रिकॉर्ड ऊंचाई के करीब बंद हुआ. विदेश मंत्री डॉ एस जयशंकर ने कहा आसियान के साथ आर्थिक सहयोग सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता. और कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में आज मामूली गिरावट देखी गई. सबसे पहले नजर डाल लेते हैं आज के बाजार पर. भारतीय बेंचमार्क सूचकांकों में पिछले 5 सत्रों से चल रहा गिरावट का सिलसिला आज टूटा और सत्र के दौरान निफ्टी अब तक के उच्चतम स्तर पर पहुंचा. बम्बई शेयर बाजार का सेंसेक्स 1293 अंक बढ़कर 1.62% की बढ़त के साथ 81333 पर बंद हुआ. नेशनल स्टॉक एक्सचेंज का निफ्टी भी 428 अंक की उछाल के साथ 1.76% बढ़कर 24835 पर दर्ज किया गया. बात करें बीएसई के मिड कैप और स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक की, तो मिड कैप में 2.12% की वृद्धि दर्ज की गई, वहीं स्मॉल कैप भी 1% के लाभ में रहा.
इंडियन बेंचमार्क इंडस्ट्रीज स्नैप्ड अ 5-डे लूजिंग स्ट्रीक एंड एंडेड हायर विद द निफ्टी टचिंग फ्रेश ऑल टाइम हाईज ड्यूरिंग द सेशन. एट द क्लोज द सेंसेक्स वाज अप बाय 1293 पॉइंट्स, 1.62% at 81,333, and Nifty was up by 428 points, 1.76%, to close at 24,835. In the broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange, the mid-cap index was up by 2.12%, while the small-cap index gained 1%. 29 out of 30 companies registered a gain in the Sensex pack of 30 companies. The top 3 gainers today were Bharti Airtel, which went up by 4.51%, Adani Ports was up by 3.61%, and Tata Steel was up by 3.27%. All the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended in the green. The overall market breadth at the BSE was positive. Out of 4,040 stocks traded, 2,652 shares advanced, while 1,286 shares declined and 102 remained unchanged. So let's have a look at how the rupee performed against the US dollar.
विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया अमेरिकी डॉलर के मुकाबले मामूली बढ़त के साथ 83.72 रूपये पर बंद हुआ. डॉलर इंडेक्स 0.03% की बढ़त के साथ 104.38 पर दर्ज किया गया.
सुधार जी, व्हाट्स योर टेक ऑन दिस सेंसेशनल हाई इन द मार्केट टुडे, अप बाय 1300 पॉइंट्स, एफआईआईज डीआईआईज बोथ नेट बायर्स टू द ट्यून ऑफ ओवर 2,500 crore rupees each today. What has led to this sentiment, this buying on the part of both FIIs and DIIs, and FIIs especially, who have been out of the market for a short duration?
Yeah, I think after the budget, we had been seeing continuously the markets were in the red. There was huge selling. Even on the budget day, there was a sharp fall in the market, and even on the next 2 days. I think probably what happens is once you see the new proposals, budget comes in, I think there were certain tax proposals, especially on the capital gain side, plus also the hike in short term and long term gains tax. So I think there was a certain kind of apprehension. So what happens is, you know, as things seep in, 2-3 days have passed post-budget, and I think the official, the finance minister herself, so they have come out and tried to allay the, you know, fears which in people's mind, and, you know, explain the rationale behind those policy measures. And if you look at the overall breadth of the budget, see, basically what we are trying to address, one of the biggest concerns or the biggest challenges for the government has been the employment issue, yeah, which even during the elections we saw, it was quite, people were very aggressive on this issue. So I think government in this budget, that is why the theme of the budget was also employment, not employment as such. It was, you know, stated in that way. So there have been several schemes on, you know, to how to push employment and how to reward people who are employing new people, how to train, how to skill people. Plus, I think I just attended a session with the senior officials of the finance ministry where revenue secretary was present, chairman direct taxes was present. I think the concern of the industry on this, of the people in general on the capital gains on the real estate side, that, you know, indexation has been withdrawn. So what they are trying to say that we are moving, the intention is to improve the taxpayer services and try and as much as possible, we will not go after people, rather we want people to come and comply. So we are trying to simplify things, rationalize, make no certain uniform standards in terms of our tax policies also. And what they are saying, and I think now even experts, mostly the indexation benefit which has been withdrawn, obviously any measure will lead to, will put somebody at a disadvantage, but here the intent and the motive is that most of the people should benefit from the tax measure, and that is what they are trying to, you know, continuously try and convince that every people at large that, yeah, the measure taken is going to benefit people at large. So, and plus, besides that, if you see, we are talking about a new direct tax code. We are talking about 100, manufacturing parks where you can, you know, where we have a plug and play. You don't have to come and take any permission. You know, you can just start your business. So there are several, the focus on medium and small enterprises. So I think all those measures would now be slowly, as people read the fine print, as, you know, officials are, you know, finance secretary or the revenue secretary, secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, finance minister herself is going and meeting the industry leaders and people in general through, you know, various communication means, through newspapers. So I think slowly, people are realizing that it is a budget which is promoting manufacturing, which is promoting employment, which is promoting, also trying to promote agriculture, you know, plus also tackle certain our challenges where we are, you know, short in terms of pulses, in terms of oil seeds. So I think all in all, it's a budget which is trying to, you know, kind of address the entire issues facing the Indian economy. Mm-hmm. Plus, coming back to the question of Mr. Arjun, that why so much of, you know, frenzy in the Indian markets today in terms of, you know, upward movement, I would say, tell me any other place in the world where you would see these kind of macro economic stability, where, you know, inflation also is coming under control. We continue, as far as the economic survey and as per the RBI estimates also, India continues to be one of the fastest growing economies. We would still grow at least at 7%. Even this year we will clock 7%, if not more. But as RBI is very confident that we should clock 7%, we should have a 7%. So I think there is no other place in the world where would people go and invest, even for FIIs. Yes, in short term they would have sold. Now they find again the there is the value in buying at these levels also. So we've seen them coming back.
So that's the discussion on the macro front specific to the sectors. IT and banking really went up today. Bank Nifty went up by 407 points as far as the index is concerned. IT went up by 921 points. And again, there is a lot of buying in small cap and mid cap despite the price to earnings ratio being very high as compared to large cap. So what were the specific reasons for the buying interest in banking and IT specifically today?
Arjun, if you see the results which we have been seeing coming, IT, I think most of the companies have given excellent results, excellent quarterly results. Same is the case with banks. Banks have also been giving excellent results. So I think that is the reason. Plus, I think a big plus was, I think day before yesterday, again, something which has emanated from the budget. Government has very clearly said that they are going to get the report on the privatization. I would not say privatization, but government getting out of selling a major part of its stake in the IDBI bank. So the nod from Reserve Bank of India for the potential bidders is going to come soon. The fit and proper, where they would certify that the people who are bidding are okay. So I think government would be going ahead with that stake sale. So essentially the good results of the IT companies, all major ITs have done well, and the banks continue to, all the results, even these, whether you talk of government banks or even the private banks. So I think that essentially is the reason. And coming back to the buying in the small and medium caps, I think yes, we need to be careful, people need to be watchful. Mm-hmm. Yes, because, but I think the reason also could be there's too much of money coming into the market, so some people are also getting, people look for faster gains, so I think one needs to be very careful. You need to be investing in a very cautious manner, so that is all we can say.
और जैसा कि आपने बैंकिंग की बात करी, आजकल हर आम निवेशक का ये सवाल बना हुआ है कि कुछ बैंक्स, सारे नहीं लेकिन कुछ बड़े बैंक्स जो हैं वो अभी भी कंसोलिडेशन फेज में ही घूम रहे हैं. पिछले तीन साल से देखेंगे तो वो रिटर्न्स कुछ निकल करके नहीं आए उनमें से, तो उसके पीछे आप क्या वजह देखते हैं?
नहीं देखिए, उसके पीछे कारण ये था कि अगर आप देखेंगे 2014 के बाद एक बहुत बड़ा फेज आया था जब हिन्दुस्तान में जो नॉन परफॉर्मिंग एसेट्स थे बैंक्स के, उनका जो परसेंटेज था वो बहुत हाई हो गया था. उसके बाद हमने रिजर्व बैंक ने कुछ ऐसी स्पेसिफिक पॉलिसीज लाई जहां वो आइडेंटिफाई किए गए एनपीएस, और उसके बाद हमने उस पर काम किया. तो वो एक लंबा समय था, और साथ साथ आप ये देख रहे थे कि उस समय जो इकोनॉमी में भी उतनी रफ्तार नहीं थी, तो वो दोनों का कहीं ना कहीं उसको बहुत वो टाइम इसलिए भी लगा क्योंकि जो 2014 के पहले जो फेज था वहां पे कहीं ना कहीं बैंक्स ने रेकलेस लेंडिंग की, जो एनपीएस बड़े पैमाने पे बने, तो उसकी वजह से. और जो आप बात कर रहे हैं कंसोलिडेशन, जो अभी भी आप हम लोग जो देख रहे हैं उसके पीछे रीजन है क्योंकि अभी भी वो जो ये जो 7% 8% जो आपका जो हमारा विकास दर है उसमें एक बड़ा इन्वेस्टमेंट आज भी सरकार कर रही है. जैसे जो इस साल भी शायद सरकार का 11 लाख करोड़ का एक अपना कैपिटल एक्सपेंडिचर का प्लान है, तो वो एक कारण है. इसी वजह से जब तक कि, और शायद सरकार क्यों कर रही है ये 11 लाख करोड़ भी, क्योंकि जब कोविड आया तो उसके बाद सडनली हमने देखा था एकदम जो है सारी इकोनॉमिक एक्टिविटी डिप हो गई थी, स्पेशली प्राइवेट साइड में भी. तो इसीलिए गवर्नमेंट ने इनिशिएटिव लिया कि हम खर्च करेंगे और हम डिमांड क्रिएट करेंगे जब तक कि प्राइवेट सेक्टर नहीं आता है. तो जो बात आप कह रहे हैं कंसोलिडेशन की, मुझे लगता है अब वो फेज से हम शायद उसके आसपास हैं जब प्राइवेट एक्टिविटी पिक करनी चाहिए, और शायद वो लेंडिंग वगैरह पिक करेगी तो ये बैंक्स को भी आप देखेंगे नया उनके रिजल्ट बेहतर होंगे.
अभी आपने बात करी सतर्कता बरतने की, आम निवेशक जो है ये स्पेशली सवाल उन निवेशकों के लिए है जो हाल फिलहाल में बाजार में आए हैं पिछले एक दो साल में. जैसा कि हम अगर 4 जून का दिन देखें जिस दिन बाजार इतना गिरा लेकिन सडनली इतना रिकवर करा और आज फिर हम 81,000 के पार खड़े, तो इस चीज को कैसे टैकल करें? बिकॉज अभी तक सिर्फ बढ़त 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 देखने को मिल रही, तो उस सिनेरियो में आम निवेशक को किस तरीके से जाना चाहिए और कैसे निवेश करना चाहिए?
तो स्पर्श आपका बहुत वाजिब सवाल है. अभी मैं इसको आपको इस तरह से एक्सप्लेन करता हूं. आज मुझे कोई मेरे एक साथी हैं जो पॉलिटिकल रिपोर्टिंग करते हैं, तो वो मुझे मिले तो ऐसे ही मुझसे पूछने लगे सर कौन से शेयर्स में इन्वेस्ट कर दूं. तो मैंने कहा भाई ऐसे रोड चलते ऐसे सड़क पर किसी से भी पूछ के अगर शेयर बाजार में पैसा लगाओगे तो ये तो पक्का मान लो कि तुम्हें जो है तुम्हारे साथ धोखा होगा, तुम्हें नुकसान हो सकता है. तो मुझे लगता है कि एक तो एसआईपी रूट जिसमें हम देख भी रहे हैं कि बहुत सारा इन्वेस्टमेंट आ रहा है बहुत तेजी से, और शायद आपने ध्यान भी दिया होगा स्पर्श कि कुछ दिन पहले आरबीआई गवर्नर ने भी इस बात की तरफ हम लोग का ध्यान आकर्षित किया कि अब बैंक्स को डिपॉजिट मिलने में बहुत कठिनाई हो रही है. जो आपकी जनरेशन है, मेरी जनरेशन तो नहीं, अर्जुन भी मुझे नहीं लगता उस जनरेशन में है, तो वो जनरेशन आज बैंक्स में पैसा रखना नहीं चाहती है. वो जो है सबको लग रहा है फास्टर रिटर्न बेटर रिटर्न, तो सब लोग तो मेरा एक ही मानना है कि एक तो आप या तो आप किसी एक्सपर्ट के थ्रू आप इन्वेस्ट करिए या आप एसआईपी रूट पे चले जाएं. अगर आप खुद कर रहे हैं तो भाई बहुत बढ़िया से आप या तो उसको चीजों को समझते हो, कंपनी की बढ़िया से स्टडी कर लें, उसके फंडामेंटल देख लें. और मार्केट में मेरा मानना है कि अगर आप फास्टर रिटर्न देख रहे हैं तो मुझे लगता है आपके साथ धोखा जरूर हो सकता है. तो अगर आप आ रहे हैं तो ये सोच के आए कि आप थोड़े धैर्य रखेंगे थोड़ा देर इन्वेस्ट, क्योंकि मार्केट इस समय दे आर थोड़े से ऐसी पोजीशन में वी आर सीइंग मतलब ना वेरी फास्ट मूवमेंट इन द मार्केट. तो मुझे लगता है वन हैज टू बी केयरफुल, यू हैव टू बी केयरफुल इन इन्वेस्टिंग एज वेल एज स्टे पुट फॉर अ लॉन्गर टाइम.
सो द रिटेल इन्वेस्टर इज ऑल्सो हैवली ड्रिवन बाय द एफएनओ मार्केट इज वेल एंड सेविंग्स टू जीडीपी इज 5.3% विच इज एट एन ऑल टाइम लो. इवन द सेबी चेयरमैन has voiced their concern about what's happening as far as the investment community is concerned. What about healthcare? Because I want to bring your attention, Siddharthji, to the first quarter earnings report. Cipla gave very strong numbers in terms of net profit and revenue, and healthcare went up by 2% to 825 points up. What is the prospect of healthcare? Because it had great prominence during COVID, and now again, it's wearing its head in terms of valuations.
Nee, jo the question that you're saying, talking about healthcare, I think for a country of India's size, healthcare, be it healthcare or even education, I think the prospects are excellent. So, and healthcare is, if you look at still, the potential is very high. So, and India still is, yet to, reach a level where our healthcare facilities or the availability of those kind of good healthcare systems is still is an area where we need to do a lot. So I think that is also a reason there is immense potential in terms of good companies posting good results. I don't see healthcare is a very stable, something which is very which has huge potential, and I don't see any downsides there. Except yes, obviously once a country comes up with better facilities, obviously things will improve. So I think this is a very safe, a very safe sector again. But yes, even there is a proliferation of companies. So you need one, wherever we are investing, whichever segment, sector, one needs to do a good study or needs to go through through some financial expert.
So one has to be selective. Auto, there seem to be a lot of offers by car companies to dealerships in the month of July, especially this monsoon season. Like all the sectors today, they were in the green. What is the prospect of auto, even though it went up by almost 3% today as far as the index is concerned? What is there? You see the monthly sales report now improving and therefore valuations going up?
Yeah, I think in terms of sales, I don't think there has been a major dip otherwise also. Obviously, now the volume is growing. The monthly sales volume, if you look at in India, obviously we are selling very high number of vehicles.
Whereas earlier it was all about margins.
Yeah. So I think that volume is also driving. Plus, I think offers, India is a buyer market. And plus, I think now the generation of Sparsh, people are not sticking to one, a car that is bought. You don't stay put with it for 10 years, 5 years. I think people have this tendency to roll over. Plus, I think the second people purchasing a second car, those kind of things. So automobiles is another sector where India is bound to. I think people, as we continue to prosper, we continue to grow, and the prosperity reaching to rural areas. Plus, I think another reason is the focus of the government on the rural segment, on pushing rural demand, pushing schemes in the rural. So more and more people, money going into people's hands, agriculture continues to do well. So I think that also is pushing up automobile sales, especially two-wheelers.
पिछले तीन दिन से जब से बजट प्रेजेंट किया गया है तो चर्चा का विषय बना हुआ है एलटीसीजी एसटीसीजी. एफएनओ के बारे में बात चल रही है कि वो हानिकारक है और ऑब्वियसली वो बिना सोचे समझे आप नहीं कर सकते उसको, तो उसकी जगह पुश किया जाता है कि आप लॉन्ग टर्म में इन्वेस्ट करें, आप वो वाले निवेशक बने. पर लेकिन आप अब देखते हैं 25% से टैक्स बढ़ाया जाता है, 10 से 12.5 हुआ या 15 से 20 एसटीसीजी हो गया, तो इसको आप कैसे देखते हैं?
नहीं, स्पर्श देखिए, टैक्स बढ़ाने के पीछे रीजन उसको केवल नेगेटिव वे में ना देखें. पहले तो मुझे लगता है ये जो आज बाइंग आई है, मुझे लगता है जब 2-3 दिन हो गए लोगों को धीरे धीरे चीजें समझ में आ रही है. शॉर्ट टर्म गेन्स टैक्स बढ़ाया है, मैं उसको बिल्कुल उसको सपोर्ट करता हूं, बिकॉज वो भी कहीं ना कहीं मार्केट में वॉलेटिलिटी बढ़ाता है इस तरह का. तो ठीक है ना, अगर आप शॉर्ट टर्म में पैसा बनाने आए हैं तो आप सो बी इट, यू मे पे मोर टैक्स ऑल्सो. ठीक है, लॉन्ग टर्म आप जो बात कर रहे हैं तो लॉन्ग टर्म में मुझे लगता है उनका जो इंटेंशन है, हम कहीं वो 12.5 के नंबर को ना वी वॉन्ट टू स्टैंडर्डाइज, हम उस नंबर को अक्रॉस दी बोर्ड ले जाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं। तो चाहे वो आप शेयर्स को देख रहे हैं, चाहे गोल्ड हो, चाहे हाउसिंग हो, तो जितने भी उस तरह के कैपिटल एसेट्स हैं ऑफ डिफरेंट एसेट क्लास, तो कहीं ना कहीं हमारा जो इंटेंट है उसको वी वॉन्ट टू स्टैंडर्डाइज दैट रेट। सो उसको उस तरह से हम ना देखें कि केवल वो रेट बढ़ रहा है, हम वो साढ़े, क्योंकि हमने कहीं 20 से 12.5 भी आए ना, और सरकार भी को भी मतलब कहीं ना कहीं अपना खर्चा और जो जो कमाई है उसको कहीं बैलेंस भी करना है। तो कहीं आप 20 से 12.5 आ रहे हैं, तो कहीं आप 10 से 12.5 भी जा रहे हैं, तो कहीं ना कहीं आपको एक बैलेंस भी बैठाना होगा, क्योंकि अल्टीमेटली पैसा चाहिए भी, और मार्केट आपकी एक ऐसे जहां पे एक इन्वेस्टमेंट भी हो रहा है, तो क्यों ना जब लोग इतना इन्वेस्ट कर रहे हैं उसमें, अगर और क्यों इन्वेस्ट कर रहे होंगे, कहीं ना कहीं कोई पोटेंशियल दिख रहा होगा मार्केट में, कहीं ना कहीं आपको दिख रहा होगा कि इसमें मुझे कोई इसलिए तो इन्वेस्ट नहीं कर रहा है कि उसको नुकसान हो रहा है। तो जब आप कमाने आ रहे हैं तो कुछ ना कुछ हिस्सा उसका सरकार को भी अगर मिले तो शायद वो देश की प्रगति में ही लगाती है।
Well, let's now move on to our second headline story. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that the political, economic and security cooperation with ASEAN is of the utmost priority. Addressing the opening session of the ASEAN-India Foreign Ministers meeting in Vientiane today, Dr. Jaishankar said ASEAN is a cornerstone of India's Act East policy and vision for Indo-Pacific. Dr. Jaishankar said digital, defense, maritime, connectivity, security, health and cultural heritage preservation continue to be priority areas for India-ASEAN cooperation. Siddharth, what's your brief take on the importance of ASEAN at this stage? It has been in the development for quite some time, but how is it of a strategic importance to India?
India-ASEAN, I think we had done an agreement also. India-ASEAN was a very historic agreement done a couple of years back. So I think, and that is something which has been works in works since 90s. And that block, we also have important not only in terms of for trade, it also has, we also have cultural similarities with ASEAN countries. So I think, and they have been our major trading partners for a long, long time. So I think it is something in continuity that we are trying to, you know, take forward and keep it robust.
Also, the Asian tigers are there, unlike the SAARC countries, where there's a great deal of manufacturing as well, apart from imports from those countries.
Yeah, and we have also tried to emulate those Asian tigers. We are also trying to learn from them. In terms of technology, they have a bigger investment into India.
We'll also have a look at the Asian and the European markets now.
Yeah. एशियाई शेयर बाजार के पांच प्रमुख सूचकांकों में से तीन आज बढ़त के साथ बंद हुए। दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी 0.78% ऊपर रहा, चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट 0.14% के लाभ में था, और हांगकांग के हैंगसेंग में 0.10% की वृद्धि देखी गई। वहीं जापान के निकेई में 0.54% की गिरावट रही, और सिंगापुर का श्रेष्ठ टाइम्स 0.12% कमजोर रहा। प्रमुख यूरोपीय शेयर बाजार आज हरे निशान के साथ कारोबार कर रहे हैं। अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक फ्रांस के कैक में 0.93% की मजबूती देखी गई, लंदन का फुटसी 0.72% ऊपर रहा, और जर्मनी का डैक्स 0.35% की बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था।
डू यू थिंक सिद्धार्थ जी दैट इंडियाज रिलेशंस विद चाइना हैव इम्प्रूव्ड नाउ एज कम्पेयर्ड टू द पास्ट? डू यू थिंक दे आर नाउ लुकिंग एट ट्रेडिंग and having a trade balance between the two countries despite the background of geopolitical tensions?
I think what you're saying, Arjun, is also reflected in, if you look at the two very close observations. One is in the economic survey, where there is a I don't know if we would actually do that we should open the our entire this thing, business, this thing for the Chinese companies. We should make it open, we should completely open all the sectors for the Chinese investments, and rather we should get very, very liberal. So there is one of these suggestions in the economic survey. Plus, if you and also in the budget, where we have talked about further liberalizing our FDI policy, so there is also talk of opening up, because I think after COVID, and especially that we had a military confrontation with them, China, so things had reached a very low point. So I think now, obviously, even China realizes, and even we realize, and that is why our foreign ministers, I think even a day I think even yesterday, they both of them recognized that fact that we need to improve our relations. We need to have peaceful borders if we want to, you know, have this kind of business relations or trade. We want to be, you know, robust trading partners. So what you're saying is right, and I think government is also now looking at, is very seriously considering at liberalizing certain sectors for Chinese investment, in terms of not only investment, in terms of Chinese people coming to India, in terms of easing restrictions on visa for Chinese technical people to come to India. So those kind of things I think we are considering, but yes, I think it will not be an open policy for the entire gamut of sectors, but yes, there will be certain places where we want to open the space for the Chinese, more Chinese investments.
After all, India and China beneficiaries of cheap Russian oil as well. Let's move on to the US stock market. Now, major US stock indices traded mixed yesterday after stronger than expected second quarter economy data. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up by 0.23%, whereas the NASDAQ Composite lost 0.93%, and the S&P 500 was down 0.44%. There seems to be some correction as far as the U.S. stock market is concerned, but the GDP for the second quarter has gone up by 2.8%. There's a presidential race going on right now, and the expectations that Trump would be re-elected as president. In the background of this, how do you see the U.S. and the relations with India?
I think what you're saying is, I think something which we forgot when we were asking the, you know, today the markets going up by almost 1,200, 1,300 points. I think one of the reasons is also because in U.S. for now, for next, till the elections, I think we would see some kind of volatility. Mm-hmm. Not in terms of their, you know, plus I think in terms of U.S., I think our relations, I think both the countries have no choice. Even for U.S., because they do not have any strong partner in this region. China is their biggest adversary. So, and we've given them a, they had raised some objections to our relations with Russia. They raised on the recent Prime Minister visit. I think we have given them a befitting reply that, you know, our relations with Russia are very old. So, it, I think relations would be good. It all depends how things, what happens in the presidential election. That would also determine how, you know, the kind of cooperation, at what pace, which direction it moves. But yes, I think the way forward is only it would improve and it would get more, it would get better.
AI stocks have done very well in the US, NVIDIA, but then again, there is also a correction, and we are seeing a correction where the valuations have been either won or lost to a great deal. What's going on in the U.S. in terms of these new age companies? Very brief.
See, NVIDIA, I think there was a day when their valuations were higher than Apple. So, and they are the ones who are doing those critical servers for AI. So I think it is, these are sectors which are still, I think, opening up, you know, still, I think it will take time. So I think we need to wait for some more time to wait and watch how things pan out.
Let's have a look at the oil market now. Oil prices in the global crude market were little changed today amid the pressure from muted Chinese demand and expectations of a Gaza ceasefire deal that could ease West Asia tensions and accompanying supply concerns. Brent crude decreased 0.45% to $82 per barrel. The U.S. West Texas Intermediate is also down 0.33% to $78.02 per barrel when reports last came in. Briefly, let's have a look at the
सोने और चांदी पे. जी, सोने और चांदी पे नजर डाल लेते हैं. सराफा बाजार में सोना आज बढ़त के साथ कारोबार कर रहा था. अंतिम समाचार मिलने तक भारत में 24 कैरेट सोने की कीमत 0.59% बढ़कर 68,200 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज की गई. वहीं चांदी का मूल्य 0.60% घटकर 81,650 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम के स्तर पर दर्ज किया गया. सिद्धार्थ जी, कार्यक्रम में आने के लिए और चर्चा करने के लिए और श्रोताओं का ज्ञानवर्धन करने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद. और अब चलते चलते एक नजर डालते हैं हेडलाइंस पर, और हेडलाइंस के साथ अर्जुन चौधरी.
डोमेस्टिक बेंचमार्क इंडस्ट्रीज स्नैप अ 5-डे लूजिंग स्ट्रीक. सेंसेक्स रजिस्टर्ड अ गेन ऑफ अराउंड 1300 पॉइंट्स व निफ्टी एंड्स नियर रिकॉर्ड हाइज. एक्सटर्नल अफेयर्स मिनिस्टर एस जयशंकर सेज इकोनॉमिक कोऑपरेशन विद आसियान एन अटमोस्ट प्रायोरिटी. एंड क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस एग्जिबिट अ स्लाइट डिक्लाइन टुडे. एंड दैट्स इट इन दिस एडिशन ऑफ मार्केट मंत्रा फॉर नाउ. गुड बाय. Market Center.
बजट सूत्र।